With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. That's what Bo Jackson once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week, we are talking about small business lending. This week, we'll be joined by guests Steve Hall, Greg Steinberg, and Brandis Duggan, along with the new Playmakers Spotlight. And I'll be sharing tips for protecting your business network. It's a live show. We want you to call in with your questions at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. And joined here in studio by the wonderful, fantastic, and innovative Steve Hall, the Vice President of Business Development of Axion Chicago. Steve, welcome to the program.
Shalom, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming out. One of the organizations that, as long as I've been in my entrepreneurial journey, that I've been hearing about is yours, Axion. And you guys are doing some fantastic work and helping create new small businesses. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your mission and what you do every day?
Excellent. Well, Axion Chicago was founded over 20 years ago. Our goal is to help more people get into business, create opportunities for themselves, for their families, and for their communities. We've done this with companies who necessarily fall outside of the bank's credit box. You know, some people are startups and they're looking for financing. Some people may have credit due to, you know, social issues that a bank wouldn't traditionally do. And we've been able to help those small business owners.
So you do small business lending, and you do that in coordination with the Small Business Administration?
We do SBA loans as well, up to $100,000, through a program called the Community Advantage. It helps us help more small businesses, you know, give them greater access to capital.
So loans as small as what amount?
Small as $500.
Wow.
So we have some small business owners who may need $500 because they need to buy some quick inventory. Maybe they got a small restaurant and they just need a little help and their credit is bad or their cash flow is really tight. We've been able to help a lot of people out with what we call a credit builder loan.
I'd love to spend one day in the life of Steve Hall. I imagine you must be talking to some pretty interesting businesses, some fascinating entrepreneurs, people that have a real story. And you must feel really good going to sleep at night knowing that you're making a difference in the economy.
Well, we do. I think we have a very diverse clientele. I mean, we meet with people who are been in the country for, you know, 2 weeks and people whose family's been here for, you know, 200 plus years. And everybody has a different story of why they're become small business owners. But, you know, inevitably, all small business owners need help at some time.
So you mentioned stories. If you don't mind, Steve, tell us a story of one of the people that you've helped. Tell us one of the cool ones.
There's always, every story is interesting. So if anybody's listening that's an Axion customer and I don't use your story, I apologize. But there's this guy, he's on the South Side. He has a chicken sausage company and a fascinating product. It tastes really good. And this guy has done a couple of tastings at different functions where he caught the interest of the mayor. So the mayor goes, "Hey, did you give that guy a loan?" And I said, "We gave him a loan." He says, "Well, give that guy a bigger loan."
Wow. So you take mayoral influence.
No, we don't. But it's just it was really exciting for us that
Sure. His
product was being recognized in a way by, you know, attending one of our events and being, you know, kind of a food sponsor in that particular case and just get the attention and recognition that he did. It's really helping his business take off, and that's something we're excited about.
And so I happen to be on Axion's email list, and I think just recently I saw a big blast about something in Aurora. And then I know you have an annual, George is listening, so I'm going to use the term gala. I think you use a lot of, you have a lot of interesting things going on. Tell us a little bit about the programming that Axion Chicago is doing.
So, you know, we're one office location competing against 300 plus banks in Chicago.
And you're small and mighty.
We're small and mighty. So a lot of times we have great partnerships with banks. They're our number one referral partner, and they do the best that they can to give us people who may fall outside of the bank's box. Traditionally, a lot of small business owners don't turn to banks all the time. They want you to meet them in their communities. So coming up on Tuesday, June the 16th, we have an event at Two Brothers Roadhouse. It's going to be a speed coaching opportunity where we have people from lawyers to insurance companies to banks give you a quick opportunity to spend, let's say, a two-minute conversation with each of them. And at the end of the day, Axion is there also. So if you fall outside of the box or you need access to capital, it's not predominantly for us to take opportunities, but it gives us the opportunity to network with small business owners.
That's amazing. You've got you just shared the story of the business on the south side, but there's so many more north, west, south, in all directions. But tell us about the territory that your office covers.
It's a fun territory. So we cover all of Illinois and northwest Indiana. And when you start talking about the stuff that we're doing in Illinois, and we go all the way to the Wisconsin border, we have Wisconsin begging for us to come into Wisconsin. We have the rest of Indiana begging us to go further, you know, south in Indiana. But there's so much opportunity that we can take care of in Chicago. So we're really focused on the Chicago, greater Chicagoland area, because there's a lot of small business owners that need help. And we uniquely know their stories because they're our neighbors. They live in our communities. They're people who we'll run into at the grocery store, and that's what we're concerned about.
What I find really impressive is the team at Axion. I've met some of your colleagues. Hussein, it comes to mind. And you guys are out and about in the community, really doing outreach. You're a nonprofit, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are really, you have a mission, and you seem to be very focused on that mission in trying to make access to capital an option for people that have an idea. Not everybody, I say this all the time, not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur, but those that want to be an entrepreneur, we better give them those opportunities, which is exciting. So tell us your story. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, wow. So the unique part of my story is I've been with Axion for 10 months. I was on the board for 8.5 years prior to joining the organization. I ran small business at a regional bank that left the Chicago market in June of last year, so Charter One. And in that capacity, I've always been focused on helping small businesses, but it's sometimes challenging from a bank's perspective, because there are going to be several companies that fall outside of the box that you can't help, and some of them are, you know, family businesses, lifestyle businesses, where you're just doing it to make ends meet. But there are also a lot of high growth businesses that you run into, and people who want to take their opportunities and grow their business and do something that's generational and has some real impact on their communities. I want to serve both. So my mission has always been, you know, how do I help the guy with the hot dog cart, and how do I help the guy with the 20 location restaurant? And that's where our unique partnership and my team's partnership comes in, with over 3,000 small business owners in Chicago.
Well, good for you for making the leap from the board to being on the team at Axion Chicago. You guys are doing fantastic work. Once again, we're talking with Steve Hall, the Vice President of Business Development for Axion Chicago, doing some fantastic work. Axion Chicago is part of a larger network, correct? Where are the other regions that Axion is serving?
Sure. We have Axion San Diego, Axion New Mexico, and Axion East, which is in New York, Boston, Florida, and Atlanta. So we are excited to be a part of that network. Most of us cover multiple states, but that's where our regional offices are.
Well, that's great that you have the ability to refer to the other offices, that you have the ability to access other talent, and that's really important. So we can talk all day, and this is a topic very, very near and dear to my heart, mm-hmm. and to many of our listeners. And clearly, you mentioned the mayor has gotten involved, and there's a lot of politically, I say this all the time, that small business and entrepreneurship is a bipartisan issue, and that's something that, regardless of where you stand, everybody supports it. So support Axion Chicago. Get on their website. Steve, how can people get a hold of you and learn more about the work of your fantastic organization?
Sure. You can visit us at our website. It's axionchicago.org, and that's ACCION Chicago.org. you'll have a direct opportunity to send me an email. My phone and my email address are on the website. All of my team is on there. So I have 15 lenders dedicated to helping small business owners like yourself. We're also committed to, you know, doing some technical assistance. So sometimes a lot of small businesses need capacity planning, and we want to be there for them as well.
Good for you. Great work. We will be sure to have you back on the show. And thanks for all your involvement in the community and, of course, our events as well. And I know we'll be seeing you around real soon. But get in touch with Steve and his team at Axion Chicago, axionchicago.org. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. After the break, we're going to check in with executive business coach and Vista Chair Dick Smith. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm John Allen. Taking a look at traffic. Westbound Jane Addams at Route 53 has reports of a crash. Emergency crews on the way to the scene. On the expressways, Eden's delay free in both directions. Kennedy inbound, heavy River Road toll through Cumberland from an earlier crash. Then heavy Montrose through Armitage. From O'Hare to downtown, a 25-minute trip. 24 back out. The outbound side delay Florence through Sayre. Both sides of the Eisenhower and Stevenson in good shape. The Dan Ryan inbound, sluggish from 18th. 95th Street through the Burnt Circle, 16-minute trip. 15 south to 95th. Inbound Bishop Ford, heavy 159 through the Steel Bridge from an earlier crash. 94 to the Dan Ryan, a 17-minute trip, 20 back out with the outbound side delay, Dan Ryan through 130th. Northbound Lakeshore Drive slows down Roosevelt through Jackson. AM 560 weather, tonight thunderstorms in the forecast with a low of 68 degrees. Currently at 79, your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
University of Colorado Boulder has launched an online system where students can report people who make, quote, hurtful statements.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Has anybody ever said anything insulting to you when you were at the great Northwestern University?
When I was at Northwestern, and I'm not kidding, I was the most hated person on campus. They never said anything complimentary to me. All it was insults. Does that shock you?
No.
Exactly. It shouldn't. It doesn't shock me either.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-900-3142. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-3142. That's 1-800-900-3142. 1-800-900-3142.
It's time for the Playmaker Spotlight with Executive Coach and Vistage Chair, Dick Smith.
Well, welcome to the Playmaker Spotlight, the part of the Get Down to Business show where we speak to CEOs and business owners and share their stories and their best practices with you so we can all learn a little bit. I'm your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. I'm very pleased tonight to have with us as a guest, Bill Giffen. He's the CEO of Trust Companies of Illinois, headquartered in Downers Grove. And from their website, since 1993, the Trust Company of Illinois has provided peace of mind to hundreds of clients. They offer comprehensive services in wealth management, financial planning, trust and estates, and retirement plan services. As a business owner, you may face unique challenges. Perhaps a majority of your net worth is tied up in your company and you want to diversify with outside assets. You might be looking to develop an exit strategy in order to successfully close, sell, or transfer ownership to the next generation, or maybe looking to provide financial benefits to your employees, perhaps. Anyway, these professionals at Trust Company of Illinois, where Bill is CEO, will work with you to help you reach your goals. As a client, you'll benefit from their proactive, objective advice. So I'd like to welcome once again, Bill Giffen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Give us a little bit of the CNN version of the story of Trust Company of Illinois. Where'd you guys come from?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, as you said, 1993 is when we were founded. And we were founded basically back in the late 80s, early 90s, when you started to see a lot of acquisitions. Some of the larger banks and financial institutions were buying up a lot of the community banks and trusts. And at that time, Gary Wheaton Bank and Trust, our founders, Greg Osko and Doug Iles, were there. And at the time, what they were doing was fairly personal in regards to the clients they were working with. Mm-hmm. And so the acquisition for them was tough. And so at that time, from a standpoint of how they were servicing their clients, it was important for them to kind of keep that independent feel and the more personal relationship with their clients. And so they started out with Trust Company of Illinois in 1993 and founded the organization and started working with some of their existing clients and then have built it to what it is today, which is about $1.4 billion and servicing about 750 clients.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do I understand, are you guys publicly traded?
We are not, no. We're a private company.
Okay.
We want to remain that way, so we're independent.
Got it. Okay. Total number of employees that work for
you? Yeah, so we right now currently have about 35 employees.
Uh-huh. All in one office?
All in one office, yes.
Great. And what do you guys basically serve the greater Chicagoland area in terms of clients, or you go all over the map?
Yeah, you know, good questions. Really, a majority of our clients are within probably about a 20 to 25 mile radius of our organization right now in the Wheaton, Glen Allen, Downers Grove area. Mm-hmm. But the interesting enough is as time has gone on over these 23 years, mm-hmm. clients have either moved away or we've served the next generation of the family. And so we are now have clients in 38 states and two countries.
Wow.
So we've grown to that from that radius of, you know, 20 to 25 miles from our office.
Yeah. So when you say clients, you give us a number. Is that families or is that individual clients or sort of a combination?
It would be individual clients and business owners.
Okay. So maybe half as many total families.
Exactly. Good question.
Good for you. And tell us about how did you become CEO? How long you worked for the firm and how did you get to the top of the heap?
Yeah. No. So it's been about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of my journey through my occupation has been nationally, really. And so I was based in Chicago, but I traveled all over the country and worked with primarily family offices,
mm-hmm.
Business owners, and multi-generational families and doing investments and working with them on their trusts and things of that nature. And so about 2.5 years ago, received a call from Trust Company of Illinois, and I had the opportunity to sit down with Greg Osko, the founder, and some of the other leaders of the organization. And I looked at their independence and what they were doing for clients and the space that they were in, and it excited me. And I thought there was an opportunity for growth there. I thought mm-hmm. they had a unique story.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point in time, I spent a lot of time with the board and other members of Trust Company of Illinois and decided to join. Interesting enough, as I sat down and met with them, they were literally 10 minutes from my house.
Oh, worked out
and
well.
So
for
that
you,
worked
right?
out great. And the other thing that it gave me the opportunity to do, which I never had the opportunity to do, is to work within the community. The company itself is very community-based, serving in the community. They've created a great culture around that. And it gave me the opportunity to do that, which I never really had the opportunity to do before because I was traveling all over the country.
Well, I'm sure you deserved the appointment. I'm sure you weren't the only guy they looked at, right? So congratulations.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I was lucky.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the Get Down to Business Playmaker Spotlight, and we're talking to Bill Given, the CEO of Trust Companies of Illinois. And so tell me a little bit about how do you guys differentiate yourself, from all the other financial services companies that we might run into out there?
Yep.
Why would I want to go put my wealth with you?
Yeah, no, good question. I think I probably would start to answer that from looking at the structure of the organization, right? So as I mentioned earlier, being able to remain independent. And so from a standpoint of the organization and the 35 employees, we're the ones who make that decision every day, right? And we don't, from a standpoint of making decisions, we can look beyond a quarter. We can have a longer vision from a standpoint of sitting next to our clients and our families in regards to what's their vision and not what is that large company's vision. So I think we fit in a nice slot from a standpoint of not a large corporation. The way we look at it is we're large enough to be capable because we are institutional-like from a standpoint of we have a board, we have an investment committee, we have a trust charter, we have 35 employees, we have 750 clients. But yet we're also not just a couple individuals that are out there investing for a small group of clients. And so we have the financial capital to be able to make decisions for the long term. Gotcha. So it's a unique spot there. And then from a standpoint of what we offer, we work with a lot of business owners. And so we have the opportunity to really work with individual clients through a full financial life cycle. And what I mean by that is that we have the opportunity to work with business owners with their business first, right? So really helping them manage their 401k. And typically, right, business owners have all their money invested in their company initially.
Sure.
And so we work with them in their 401k, build that relationship, build that value, build that trust. And then as they unwind that capital into our private wealth group and then our trust services and then the transfer of the wealth and the financial planning for their families, we have the ability to really work through the whole full financial life cycle, which is unique.
The operative word is trust, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
Okay.
It really is.
All capital. So tell me a little bit, you touched on it, your culture.
Yeah.
So how important are the people that work there and how they service your customers?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. And really, from a standpoint of our founders with Greg Osko and Doug Isles and some of the others, they've really kind of built a community service mindset first.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, even when we are looking for individuals to come in our organization, we have core values that we really interview them and question them on and what's important to them. So it really starts there, right, from a standpoint of the culture. So as we try to affect positive change in the lives of every client we work with, we also try to do it in every community that we serve. And that's kind of really the foundation of what we started with from a standpoint of our culture and built on it from there.
I love that answer. So how do you go about attracting this great talent that you have at Trust Company of Illinois? Is that difficult these days?
Yes, that's a great question.
Is that one of your jobs,
I assume? Yeah, that's a great question, and it is difficult a couple different ways. And we've been lucky, one, from a standpoint of our clients, have given us recommendations on individuals to talk with through our centers of influence. So those being attorneys that we work with or CPA firms that we work with, if they feel there's a fit, we have the opportunity to speak to some of those individuals. And we have also used executive recruiters, right, from a standpoint of them knowing what we stand for, who we are, and then giving us the opportunity to speak to those individuals. But it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And to find the right people is not easy.
And I guess if your people are talking about what a great place it is to work, they're hanging out with those same types, right?
So exactly.
It's easier to attract when they're promoting, doing the self-promoting.
Right. And the important part there, too, Dick, is that they understand every employee, right, understands truly what our values are and what they stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when we sit down, like I mentioned, with opportunities to recruit prospective employees, we have literally a list of here are our core values. And if we don't meet those first, the technical side of that.
Yep. There you go.
It doesn't matter.
Match the core values first. Right?
Start there.
OK. Good for you. Well, geez, I'm sorry. We're quickly running out of time here. That went very fast. But first of all, how does someone get a hold of your organization if they're interested in investing their funds with you? And
I mean, really, the best place to start would be to go on our website.
Okay, which is?
All of our numbers there, and that's www.trustcoil.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
www.trustcoil.
COIL.com.
Got
yeah.
it. Okay. Well, thanks again, Bill, for joining us. I'm afraid we're out of time. Like I said, it was an interesting discussion. Maybe we can have you back on Playmakers at some point. This has been the Playmakers Spotlight with your host, Dick Smith, the CEO business coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International. You can find me on LinkedIn or feel free to email me with any of your questions about what I do with these peer advisory groups at dick.smith@vistagechair.com. Stay tuned now for more of Get Down to Business with my friend Shalom Klein. Take care.
AM560 wants to say thank you to all the great business benefactors and sponsors who are helping to make possible our annual golf outing presented by the Mutual Fund Store at the Bolingbrook Golf Club on June 11th. Proceeds from this event will benefit Operation Support Our Troops America. This event is also sponsored in part by Fox River Periodontics, American Embroidery and Screen Printing, Automated Systems, Frank O. Carlson & Company, Dependable Construction Company, Chicago Communications, and by Precision Payroll of America.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Outrage grows over the massive cyber hacking of millions of government workers. China is suspect.
Representative Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee said the U.S. should not be flat-footed.
Those on the offense have all the advantage. It's very expensive to defend. You just need one open door and you're vulnerable. And I think one of the big things that we really have to do, in addition to our defense, is figure out when we're going to go on offense.
A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry is fighting back against the accusations, saying in part it is unproven and irresponsible.
Fox Radio's Elizabeth Pran. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the capture of two convicted killers from an upstate prison.
The prison is about 20 miles from the Canadian border, so we're also researching possibilities in that area and coordinating with our Canadian counterpart.
The pair use power tools to effect their escape. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm John Allen. Taking a look at traffic. If you're traveling on the north side, Halstead just south of the Fullerton-Lincoln intersection has an accident involving a pedestrian. Heading onto the expressways, the Eden's delay free in both directions. Kennedy inbound slows down from River Road Toll past Cumberland from an earlier crash, then heavy again Irving Park through Sacramento. From O'Hare to downtown, a 24-minute trip, 22 back to the airport, with minor delays on the outbound side, Foster through Sayre. Eisenhower inbound between Racine and the Burn Circle has minor delays in the two right lanes. Thorndale into the post office, a half-hour trip, 29 back out. Both sides of the Stevenson cleared. The Dan Ryan inbound sluggish from 18th. From 95th Street through the Burn Circle, 17-minute trip, 15 south to 95th. Northbound Lakeshore Drive, sluggish Roosevelt through Jackson. AM 560 weather. Tonight, thunderstorms in the forecast with a low of 69 degrees. Currently at 79. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement plan
planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-706-5567. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-706-5567. 1-800-706-5567.
You are listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You're listening to Get Down to Business and joined by Greg Steinberg of Upstart. Greg, welcome to the program. Greg, are you with us? Greg, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. So Upstart Bay Area was the original name, but now you've had an expansion into Chicago. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your mission and the work that you do.
Absolutely. Love to. Thank you. Yeah, we started in the Bay Area in San Francisco in 2008, sort of bringing a Silicon Valley venture capital accelerator type of methodology into the social impact community. And we're all about redesigning Jewish. So we've expanded out of San Francisco, having accelerated about 29 early stage enterprises there. And now we are in Chicago with our first cohort here in Chicago, focusing on six amazing innovative organizations in the Chicagoland area.
Fantastic. And according to your website, your mission is to inspire and advance innovative ideas. So innovative ideas, is that just referring to nonprofit ventures or for-profit? Or what specifically are the ideas that you're looking to help advance?
Our core mission is around working with innovators and entrepreneurs within the Jewish community, helping them to accelerate and bring to life or further along their current ventures that are bringing inspiration and advancing Jewish communal activities. Some are for-profit, but most are in the non-for-profit space.
Well, you guys are doing fantastic work, and there is a need for an accelerator to help advance ideas. So many of our listeners have ideas, and they're sort of stuck. You help them get unstuck, and that's really important. And it's great that you've expanded from the Bay Area here in the Midwest and the Chicagoland area. So there's a lot of organizations that all sort of touch on entrepreneurship. Is Upstart a partner in some of those initiatives, like Present Tense and some of the other work at Spertus, the Center for Jewish Leadership?
We work collaboratively within the community for sure. Friends over at Spertus and over at Present Tense are part of trying to change the entrepreneurial and intrapreneurial community in our space in and around Chicago, and we do work together. We're really focused on bringing to our organizations a combination of activities which are going to help them move their organizations and their vision into sustainability and to bring capacity building to them So we operate around trying to help them think about organizational strategy and bringing vision in terms of what they're doing using a lot of human-centered design type of process, helping them connect within the community and collaborate with those around the community. We help them think about funding and building their network, both in terms of community, in terms of those that are going to help them from a strategic advisory mentorship capacity as well, and help them to scale not just in Chicago but around the country. And one of the ventures we're currently accelerating is now operating around the world.
Amazing, amazing. And I'll never forget the day that I heard from a woman whose name I had not heard before, Toby Rubin, and she told me about this idea and a vision to bring it into Chicago, and you guys are really shaking things up. So we're slowly running out of time, but Greg, if you don't mind, tell us about one of the coolest ideas that that you've heard of during your time here at Upstart.
Well, let me just, I know we're running out of time, but just be quick that Toby has done a brilliant job, and we've been really supported by the Chicago community. I'm glad to say that that the Crown Family Breakthrough Fund of JUF and Jewish Federation of Metropolitan Chicago and a local anonymous funder has been gracious in helping to get us up and running in Chicago. We have six fantastic ventures that we're working with. All are brilliantly operating within the community here, and we'd love for people to be able to go to upstartchicago.org and take a look and learn about these great ventures that are in after-school daycare, adult education, and in helping young adults connect around the world.
So every venture is an amazing venture, right?
Absolutely.
I love it. Great politically correct answer. Again, I encourage our listeners to get on the website upstartchicago.org to hear more about all of those ventures and also learn more about how you can support the work of Upstart. So, Greg Steinberg of Upstart Chicago, how can people get a hold of you to talk some more about this idea?
You can reach me at greg@upstartchicago.org, and happy to meet with amazing young innovators and entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs around Chicago. We also put on innovation workshops to try and help people expand their horizons and how they think about innovation within the Jewish community. And we're always looking for wonderful people to partner and collaborate with.
Fantastic. Greg, thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business. After the break, we're going to continue the conversation about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We've got another fantastic guest. We're going to be talking a little bit about digital marketing. But remember, Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. I call them. You should, too. Call them at 630-928-0510. Or you can also get on the website, tandemhr.com. They're your solution center. You'll want to talk to them. And please tell them thank you for supporting Get Down to Business. After the break, more small business jobs and entrepreneurship.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm John Allen. Taking a look at traffic, CTA Brown Line trains have been rerouted through the Red Line subway tunnel between Fullerton and Roosevelt due to construction. All should be back to normal by rush hour tomorrow morning. This is also closed off Division Street in both directions between Wells and Orleans on the near north side. Heading on to the expressways, the Eden's clear in both directions. Kennedy inbound, heavy River Road toll past Cumberland, then slow Irving Park through Sacramento. O'Hare to downtown, a 24-minute trip, 22 back out with minor delays outbound, Foster through Sayre. Both sides of the Eisenhower and the Stevenson in good shape. The Dan Ryan inbound between Stevenson and Roosevelt has road construction with the right lane closed off. 95th Street through the Burn Circle, 17-minute trip, 15 south to 95th. Northbound Lakeshore Drive, stop and go Roosevelt through Jackson. AM 560 weather. Tonight, thunderstorms in the forecast with a low of 68 degrees. Currently at 76. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-511-7959. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-511-7959. That's 1-800-511-7959.
And we're talking with Brandice Dunnigan of Source Digital Marketing. About, guess what? We're talking about small business and entrepreneurship. Brandice, the CEO, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your work. Tell us what Source Digital Marketing actually does.
Source Digital Marketing is a digital marketing agency that solves a communication challenge for our companies in a B2B space. We primarily solve challenges in four major areas. That is lead nurturing, lead generation, referrals, and upsells for their current customers.
Very, very cool. And you are based here in Chicago?
Yes, right in River North, incubated by the great Foundation IC Stars.
Oh, amazing. Very, very cool. So you are a marketing agency, and as I was preparing for the show, I was on your website, and you posted something on your blog, very, very interesting, and it's something I'm very near and dear to my heart. Do you mind telling us the title of that blog?
The customer is always right.
So for our listeners, obviously, we'll tease out the website. We'll get everybody on the website, but tell us why the customer is always right.
Well, I think that people think about it as an old adage, but it still really applies in business today, that so many people are creating businesses and are becoming entrepreneurs. And one of the core principles in the Lean Startup Method is to validate the fact that your customers have the pain that you're trying to solve by asking the people that you intend to solve the problem with. And so we recommend to our clients, and we also keep it in our process, to actually ask customers whether or not they actually have this problem and whether or not they can see the solution that we have actually solving it.
That's fantastic. So as part of your mission, you help clients increase lead flow, reduce customer acquisition costs, and connect with the target customers. I don't want you to share your magic recipe, but tell us a little bit about how you do the work that you do. What is the process when you onboard a client? What questions are you asking them, and how do you do what you do?
It's funny you say that. So what we like to tell our customers is that we're expert at process and not necessarily experts in specifically what they do. So we really trust our clients' instincts and their experience in the industry to figure out exactly who they want to target and what the best practice is for targeting those people. We design a process that keeps their content up and that keeps them consistent. And our strongest asset is our ability to measure impact. And so there's nothing that we do that we don't analyze for what the best outcomes are and helping our clients make informed decisions going forward in all of their campaigns.
So behind every business and behind every good idea, there's a story. How did you get started? How did you end up starting Source Digital Marketing?
Wow, we have a great little founder story. So me and another alum of IC Stars, Christian Romero, my co-founder and COO of the organization, kind of walked into it as a result of IC Stars trying to start its first social enterprise. Social enterprise businesses are not necessarily a new idea, but 5 years ago is when they really started to push forward the concept of starting for-profit businesses that would help in revenue generation for the not-for-profit, as long as the business that they helped start was mission aligned. And one of their principles is that it needs to be an alumni-owned business. And so Christian and I started the business about 4 years ago as an exploratory process and figuring out what the real problem was. I don't know if you remember these terms like social media evangelist.
And sure.
When people were trying to figure out how valuable Twitter was, we were one of those people trying to figure it out. And fast forward today, we're now a digital marketing agency focusing on content and digital marketing as a means to lower customer acquisition costs.
We're talking with Brandy Stunnigan of Source Digital Marketing, where evidence-based marketing achieves more insightful results. So, Brandy, who's your niche? Who's the ideal client for your agency?
It's funny, we've had a pretty diverse range of clients. IC Stars itself as an organization has a background with technology service providers. And so people who are in technology space, people in health, we've had a lot of success working in a range of health, everybody from payers to people who are medical device manufacturers. And then we also have done really well with CEOs, people in the C-suite who have thought leadership that they can leverage in order to further the progress of their organizations.
Amazing. Very cool stuff. So do you mind sharing one of your success stories?
I would say my favorite success story would be a client who works in a very bizarre niche. He actually has an awesome software called NetPoint, which is a construction management software used to be able to plan out scheduling in a way that's really collaborative and helps people understand it. People in construction generally don't blog or tweet. They're a different kind of crowd. And so he was able to find an international newsletter called Planning Planet, where we're able to plant content in order to boost his followership by the hundreds. It has been able to maintain the flow that comes in after every spike. It's interesting when we find clients who have lots of thought leadership, but their audience isn't digitally mature. And so figuring out where they hang out as a win is really important to us and being able to find the right content. So he found the avenue. I found the content that those people needed in order to make his campaign successful.
Brandy, so you just taught me something, and I know it probably seems obvious to our listeners. But when working with a client, you need to have a goal in mind. And I think you identified the goal in working with your client that you just mentioned, mm-hmm. and you found a way to achieve that and probably have a very happy customer, which is great.
Yeah, I think he's pretty happy. He's a huge supporter. We're a big fan of Tim Mather.
Fantastic. So once again, Brandy Stunnigan of Source Digital Marketing. We're slowly running out of time, believe it or not. But Brandy, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about your work or possibly even work together?
Great. So you can reach out to me directly at beatsourcedigitalmarketing.com. The interesting thing is that we're running a promo for people in the executive suite right now, where you can actually experiment with our content development program, actually at zero cost to you, just to see if you like the process. If you'd like to learn more about all of our offerings, you can check us out at sourcedigitalmarketing.com. Again, that's sourcedigitalmarketing.com.
Sourcedigitalmarketing.com. And while I have you for just a few seconds, longer, what's your favorite place to vacation?
My favorite place to vacation would probably be Renora Lodge up in Waterville, Wisconsin. It's a very peaceful place, and they have beautiful white horses.
Well, business owners need to relax sometimes, too. Once again, you're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Brandy Stunnigan, thanks for joining us on the program. After the break, I've got some more tips, advice, and information for you. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plan. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-900-3142. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-3142. That's 1-800-900-3142. 1-800-900-3142.
And you can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. There's 8 tips that I want to share with you to protect your business's wireless network. Enamored by Wi-Fi's convenience, we tend to be blind to its risks. Most routers are riddled with security holes that leave your data exposed to hackers and other intruders. And if you're running a business, the jeopardy is even greater. To keep your wireless network secure, follow these 8 security tips. Change the default password. If you didn't do it when you set up the router, immediately change the default password. This is an essential tip, given that the default password for all network equipment are widely known. And just a quick search away, use only WPA2 encryption. The unidirectional nature of Wi-Fi signals necessitates the use of encryption to prevent neighbors or malicious parties from spying on your online activities. Even though the option is still available for legacy reasons, avoid WEP encryption as it can be cracked in minutes. Use a complex passphrase. Despite the lack of known weaknesses in WPA2, it is susceptible to brute force attacks when used with an easily guessed passphrase. Specialized software makes it trivial for attackers to proceed captured wireless data packets against huge dictionary lists to obtain a match. To foil such attacks, use a passphrase containing at least 25 characters, including a mix of letters, upper and lower case, numbers, and symbols. One common tip is to not broadcast the SSID. While this could be used to throw off novice attempts at breaking in, hiding the SSID is useless against a half-competent hacker. Disable WPS. If your Wi-Fi router supports Wi-Fi protected setup, which is called WPS, disable it. WPS makes it easier to add devices to your network, but it also makes your network much more vulnerable. And set up a guest network. It'd be bad to deny friends and relatives access to your Wi-Fi network when you're visiting, but circulating that static passphrase to everyone is a bad security habit. Instead, set up a separate wireless network under a second SSID, a feature supported by an increasing number of wireless routers. Having a separate network for guests allows you to routinely change the passphrase. And forget MAC address filtering. The MAC Media Access Control address is a unique identifier hard-coded to individual Ethernet ports and Wi-Fi devices. However, the actual effectiveness of this is dubious since it's trivial to spoof a MAC address and disallow admin access from wireless networks. You may not be able to keep a determined hacker out, but you don't have to make their job easier. Though this isn't really a completely exhaustive list of how to protect yourself, these things will help. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week, which can be heard daily once again at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Build relationships with your competitors so you can refer business that's too small, too big, or too far away. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. I want you to reach out to them today. You can find them at tandemhr.com. They're called the Solution Center for a reason. Get on their website, tandemhr.com, or call 630-928-0510. That phone number again is 630-928-0510. They've got some great tips on their website. You could also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. And Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Get on their website, everettwealthsolutions.com, or call 708-771-7777. That's the easiest phone number to remember, 708-771-7777. What a fantastic show! We talked all about some fantastic business lending with Steve Hall of Axion Chicago. We also talked with Greg Steinberg of Upstart Chicago. They're doing some great work in helping entrepreneurship. And Brightness Duggan of Source Digital Marketing, along with the new Playmaker Spotlight with our friend Dick Smith. Great show. And remember, get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could find out who is going to be up next on this show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I said, protect your network, get out there, network even with your competitors. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish. Find two events that you could go to this week. Meet new people that you haven't yet met in your networking adventures. It is an adventure after all. It's the road to networking success. That's what we talk about all the time on Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Download podcasts on my website, shalomkline.com. And to success, let's get down to business. Next week, we're going to be talking some more about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past